This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A number of issues that divide the group of seven world leaders surfaced on Sunday. It was the first day of talks at the G7 summit in Biarritz. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Smiles and bonhomie may be on display at the G7 summit in France, but bubbling tensions quickly surfaced on Sunday. It was the first day of talks in Biarritz, set against a backdrop of worries over a global economic downturn and disunity on a range of matters. One such area, Iran. European leaders have been trying to quell a confrontation between Washington and Tehran since the US withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal. In a surprise move, Iran's foreign minister arrived in Biarritz on Sunday, though a senior Iranian official said he had no plans to hold talks with Trump or any member of the US delegation.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong police drew their guns Sunday night after protesters attacked officers with sticks and rods. They also used water cannon trucks for the first time, an escalation in the summer-long protests. Earlier, a large crowd rallied in a park while a group of hardline protesters took over a main street, lining up traffic barriers and cones to obstruct police. The Taliban says it expects to finalize a peace deal with the United States to end sometime soon the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides are working on a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal will require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan officials to discuss a ceasefire. Heavy rainfall and flash floods have killed 62 people in Sudan and left nearly 100 injured, according to the official Sunna news agency. This is VOA News. Israel says it attacked Iranian targets in Syria to foil an imminent attack. Despite Iranian denials of the attack, the incident has sparked new tensions between Israel and Iran. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It's rare that Israel takes responsibility for airstrikes on Iranian targets in Syria, although Israel is believed to have carried out hundreds of these attacks over the past few years. But this time, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took credit in a tweet that praised the army's major operational effort and said that Iran had planned to send killer drones with explosives into Israel. He warned Iran that it had no immunity anywhere. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that five people were killed, including two fighters from the pro-Iranian Lebanese Hezbollah organization. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
North Korea says it has test-fired a new type of rocket launcher. AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
The North says leader Kim Jong-un supervised the trial of a super-large multiple rocket launcher, another demonstration of the North's strategy ahead of a possible resumption of nuclear talks with the U.S. The North's official Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, said that Saturday's weapons test was successful and cited Kim as saying the rocket launcher is indeed a great weapon. Kim has underscored the need to continue to step up the development of Korean-style tactical weapons for resolutely frustrating ever-mounting military threats. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former Republican congressman is launching a challenge to President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. AP's Tim McGuire has that story.
Conservative radio host and former Republican congressman Joe Walsh says he's running against President Trump because he fears what would happen should Trump win a second term.
I think the country can survive Trump's four-year tantrum. But you give this guy another 4 years in the White House?
Walsh tells ABC This Week that Trump is unfit.
He's nuts. He's erratic. He's cruel. He stokes bigotry. He's incompetent.
The radio host, who served one term in the House, joins former Massachusetts Governor William Weld as Republican challengers to the president. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Brazilian troops are heading to the Amazon to fight fires that have swept the region. Brazil's defense minister says 44,000 troops will be available for unprecedented operations to put out the fires, and forces are headed to six Brazilian states that have asked for federal help. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA. VOA1, the voice of America, VOA1.